This is the NY1US All-Star Mode.
Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Lima Delta, portable, testing.
Subducting again, VA3HLD, WB2KAO, good morning, sir.
WB2KAO, this is VA3HLD, Ron.
Nice to bump into you again.
Yeah, I'm just testing my antenna, my dual wave ground plane, 2 meters 70 centimeters, from another location in the Scarborough part of Toronto. This is on top of an old garbage, Colbert Hill, an old dump from Toronto. It's a beautiful, unobstructed site, not all that close to Lake Ontario, but I can't see it, so glad to hear this fusion gets me. How's my signal today compared to, I think it was Friday night, if I recall correctly. Back to you.
The noise on the signal, fully readable. I'm actually listening to a program here on WRUR, the University of Rochester station. We have the original studio version of Statesboro Blues by the Allman Brothers Band. I've heard the live version on, the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore, but I've never heard this version. And I'm jamming out to the tunes here, Ron. Go ahead.
Wonderful. That sounds like a great find. Excellent. I'm glad that you're able to find the original that way. Back to you.
Very good, Ron. Well, a very, very happy Friday, happy Admiration Day and weekend. And I wanted to come back to you. You're getting in just fine, brother. You enjoy WB2KAO. Stop by here anytime. Anytime at all, you know.
Fully intend to. Whenever I can get a signal through, I'm happy to. You're great. You're a friendly guy, and it's always nice to speak wire-free to people across the lake. So, really appreciate it, and I wish you also a very good remainder of your day, as well as a weekend ahead. 73, VA3HLD.
Health and happiness to you, Ron, to your family. Thanks for checking in, and have a good day, sir, from WB2KAO. Did it.
KCUKOO,
WB2KAO. Did you get a chance to check it out?
Yeah, I saw you here in a few minutes, Mr. McGee. Unfortunately, I was down in an area where the cell service wasn't good enough, and it just kept cutting in and out. So I'm going to be in Fredonia here soon, but once I get in there, I'm going to try it again.
I'm not sure if it comes at noon. Let me add to a couple programs I've listened to, and they're archived. We'll talk about this. The series called American Roots in 56, sell that American Roots. And it runs, on Saturday evening, 6 to 8. I haven't listened in a long time, but a couple times that I did listen, recommended a couple of shows. One was absolutely tremendous, and the other was American folk visited and kind of a history of folk in the 40s through the 70s. I think you'd enjoy both of them.
Oh, very, very good. Oh, I tell you, yeah, sounds very interesting. I will absolutely check it out for sure. And, yeah, I'll take a look and see if they have it on demand and go that route at this point. But sounds like a great show. And is it mainly more commentary about the different bands and music at that, or is it kind of a nice mix to me, or is it all just music?
There's a lot. There's a real nice mix. Dave, let me give you a call on the.
Oh, very good, Sammy. Okay. Oh no, that sounds real good. Sounds like a nice blend, though. But yeah, no, that sounds good. We'll talk to you in a few days. WB2KAO, KC2KOO.
This is the NY1US All Star Mode 420675 in South Wales, NY.
WB2KAO, listening on E5.
Hey Tim, KD2VVX, how you doing? I'm heading into Henrietta. I'm almost here actually to go to Lo Hey, good afternoon, Ed. Happy Friday. KD2VVX, WB2KAO. Have heavy admiration day, Ed. Happy Friday. You guys got the day off?
I'm burning some vacation time, getting rid of it while I'm looking for another job. I'm still working for college, but I'm looking for a different challenge. I'm doing the same thing there now that I was doing in 2004. I told my boss that recently, and he laughed. He's like, I told you we're 20 years behind. And I guess I didn't completely believe them a few years ago, and I brought them up to, you know, closer to modern age, but there's also a lot of silos and culture that really doesn't want to work. Asian, so I'm thinking, I'm going to find somewhere else.
Have you sent out resumes and tested the waters and actually had any job interviews towards the school?
Yep, actually had three different interviews. Two of them, well, all of them went really well, but no takers yet, but I'm not in a rush either. That's the one nice position to be in. So, but I'm looking, and honestly, my fallback position is, because I've already retired once in 2018, my fallback position at the lab is just for insurance, and that'd be a bus driver.
VVX, thank you. Yeah, whatever, man. They're crying. They're crying for bus drivers. And there are buses that need to be driven, you know, all year. All kinds of, there's more summer programs than ever that need drivers. But you're all set, buddy. You don't have a worry in the world.
Well, that's not exactly true. The worry in the world is the fact that my boys are 12, going on 13 next month, and I need to make sure I have health insurance for them. And we'll see how that lies. But that and the house, if the house was paid off, I wouldn't have a worry in the world. But I got a little left to go. So, hey, I just pulled into Lowe's and Target parking lot, so I got to go run my errands. But it was good talking to you, Tim. When I get back on and start driving again, I'll call out. 82 VVX, let me clear on your 73s.
Take care, Ed. Always a pleasure. I'm the eternal optimist. You'll be fine. WB2KAO. See you later.
WB2KAO? W2WDS. You still there, Tim?
Yeah, sure am, Dean. W2WDS. Good afternoon to you, my friend. WB2KAO.
It is a beautiful day. This is a different radio. Sound okay? It's a Motorola 300. I retired the big one, and that's going to the recycle.
Oh, man, that's a shame. It's going to go to the recycle. That's a nice radio. Yes, that one, that you sound just fine. Sounds just fine on that one also, but are you sure you don't want to wait and we get you hooked up with Bob WB2FOF and have him come over and look at all the Motorola stuff?
I haven't heard anything from anybody, so I kind of figured it was kind of a no-go. So yeah, I can wait a little longer, but if nobody gets them, then they're going to have to go there because I just can't take them with me.
Well, I wasn't sure. If you were ready. You've got Dave's phone number, right? KC2KOO's number. Have you still got that?
KC2KOO.
FOF, I think. I'm not too sure who, but I haven't heard anything.
Dave is here now, and we just weren't sure if you were ready or not. But Dave, go ahead and chat with Dean here, would you?
Hey, Dean. Good afternoon. I don't know how long I'm going to be in the repeater here, driving in the hills, but So Dean, I forwarded your info to Bob, and then I actually ran into Bob on Wednesday, and he told me he had sent you an email, but he didn't hear back. So I'm wondering, did you get an email from him by chance?
A negative. I looked at my emails and nothing came through.
Right. I'll circle back with him. I think he's right now. I think they're up at a set of meetings up in Syracuse. But let me circle back with him and go from there, because I had asked him. I had asked him on Wednesday when I ran into him. I said, "Hey, did you reach out to Dean?" He said, "Yeah." I sent him an email. He said, "I just haven't heard back." And I said, "Oh, okay." But I didn't think anything of it. So, I'll circle back with him.
Well, maybe it'd be a good thing to do is just have him give me a call, and I can know I can get that way. I don't know. You got my number?
I got your number, and I'm pretty sure I gave it to Bob. I'm kind of surprised because Bob's not he's a phone guy too. He's not an email guy, but he said he had sent me an email. Well, what I'll do is, if it's all right, I'll just tell him to call you.
Yeah. Well, the girls have moved forward pretty quick on that room for me, so things might go quicker than I think. But I can't take them with me. That's all there is to it. So, if you could, I'd appreciate it.
I understand. It sounds like the timeline's moved up, because I know before you were saying probably end of summer and that, but it sounds like it's really moving along. along now.
I guess some people that are doing the construction are moving right along, so that's all I can go by. And I've got things sorted out here, and everything's boxed out in the garage, so it's no problem. It's all ready to go.
I got you. I'll reach out to him. I think he gets a lunch break here in about a half hour. I think his is 1 o'clock. I'll reach out and go from there, sir.
Okay, yeah, digging around, I found some polyphasers and everything in there, so it's all in that box. And I'm not even going to have him take them out of the totes. He can take totes and all.
I'm just making a double. But listen, I'm gonna hop off here because I'm about ready to drop into the next valley here in Langford. So I'm gonna hop off and I'll let you and Timmy catch up there. But yeah, Dean, I'll make sure he get a hold of you one way or another here. So you just 7-3, have a good day, and we'll catch you later, and we'll go from there. WCWDSKC2K, Eau Claire.
We'll talk to you later. And what are you up to today, Jim? I think you're listening to radio stations, right?
Yeah, I was. Dean, I'm going to take Charles' sisters here from Seattle for a visit, and we're going to go to dinner here about 1 o'clock. And, yeah, just kind of hanging out. It's 72 in the house, and, yeah, we're good. But, that's great. Dave's got your phone number there. He passed it along to Bob, and, things can move along on this. That'd be great. That would be fantastic. Better than it going to the recycle.
That might be exactly. I'd probably shed a tear or two if I had to pick it up there, but oh boy, I gotta do what I gotta do, so hopefully Bob can back me.
Oh, he'll get back to you. Dave will get this set up, and let me know how you make out, though, Dean, would you?
Yeah, I sure will. And this 300's coming up with me, so it's small, and you know, it's a mobile unit. It's small, and it seems to be working okay, so I'll bring it up with me.
It's working great. You're absolutely full quieting in the repeater, great audio. That's working just fine.
Okay, Jim, I'll let you go to get getting ready to go eat dinner. I got a daughter-in-law coming down here. She'll be shortly with a whole bunch of groceries, so I'm going to have to help with that a little bit. Hey, we'll talk to you later. Take care. 73W2WGS, clear.
Yeah, real good. Real good, Dean. And, we'll, between Dave and Bob there, we'll get you all squared away here. But let me know how you make out, for sure. And all the best, and we'll be in touch. WB2KAO. Take care, sir.
Okay, Jim, you too. W2WGS.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.